Welcome to Games UX. Today we'll be talking to Jason Cashdollar, a product designer at Facebook who previously worked as a user experience researcher. He's done a number of cool side projects such as Captain's Log, a stream of consciousness journal, and a sketch plugin called Notes. We're going to be talking today about League of Legends, a game he's dumped hundreds of hours into and one that I've never played. I asked Jason some questions, then went off and played the game for the first time before we had a more in-depth conversation. Okay, welcome to Games UX. I'm here with Jason Cashdollar. Say hi.
Hello.
Some things going into it. I'm just very naive about this game. I know that it's kind of like a Dota-style game. Would that be inaccurate?
Yeah, I think it's Dota 2 players really seem to hate on League of Legends because I think Riot Games, who makes League of Legends, essentially took Dota, styled it a slightly different way, and then released it as a new game. I don't know much about it from the early days, but yeah, so there's always been this tension between the two.
So the game was pretty much intentionally meant to be the same type of game, like it wasn't an accident, right?
Yeah, so I think like Dota 2 started off, it was a mod of Defense of the Ancients. And so some mod there created this like new style of game where there are three lanes, which I'm sure that lanes is a confusing word to use, but it's like it's a map. So if you think of the map as a square and you connect one of the corners to the opposite corner, that's one of the lanes, and then the two other lanes are on the outside. So that's like the basic map of this, and that's the basic map of Dota 2 and of League of Legends.
Cool. Yeah, so I have played Heroes of the Storm for like a brief period of time, so I'm familiar with the lane concept from that.
Yeah, so Heroes of the Storm I think is like a friendlier, more approachable version of this game.
Okay, that's kind of terrifying due to the fact that my time with Heroes of the Storm felt overwhelming.
I think visually Heroes of the Storm is overwhelming. I've played it a little bit, but I think the games are supposed to be faster. It's not supposed to be as easy to just get destroyed in that game.
How long is a traditional like League of Legends game last?
So this is where I get in trouble with my wife whenever we're trying to do something, because some games you'll play and they'll be over in 20 minutes, and some games that will be an hour. Most games are probably 30-ish minutes, but no matter what, whenever I have something to do and I'm like, okay, one more game, that game always seems to take 50 minutes to an hour. So yeah.
What constitutes winning a game? Is it like, is there a certain score that needs to be reached?
Yeah, so it's sort of like Heroes of the Storm, where there are two teams, five players on each team, and the goal is to make it into the other team's base and to destroy this thing in the middle of their base called the Nexus.
Now, like with something like Overwatch or something, which I'm much more familiar with, you play as a team, and if you win as a team, that like is, it gives you extra experience. I feel like I'm kind of playing for myself as well as playing for a team. How does it feel with League? Do you feel like the team is important or?
Oh yeah, I think the team's really important, and I think it's one of the reasons that players can be so mean to each other, because you can single-handedly lose the game for your team, or if you have one bad player on your team, it's going to be hard to win. And so you are playing for yourself because you have your own rank and your own points and all that stuff, but if you aren't coordinating attacks with your team, then there's a good chance that you're going to lose.
So I will be upsetting people tonight is what you're saying.
You'll probably be playing with mainly new people, but there will probably be one or two experienced people on your team that are mean to you.
Okay, great. Yeah, I mean, I've played Overwatch both on PC and PlayStation 4. And the one interesting thing between those two platforms is that on PC, there's so much more coordination because people are typing to each other at the very least. People seem to use voice chat or team voice chat way more to like coordinate. Overwatch is really like about coordinating like the character, like metagame. What you told me before we started recording was that you actually don't use voice chat. So do you rely then on like the text chat a lot in order to like coordinate with your team?
Yeah, they're text chat's important, and there's also I think they're called smart pings, and so you can use a control in the game to just tell your teammates like you're coming somewhere or that there's an enemy in a certain area of the map. So you can still kind of communicate quickly without having to type.
Next question. What is like fun about the game? And I say that because, like, for example, playing a game like Overwatch or like Destiny or something like that, to me, like, I guess I'm attracted to this idea of like three-dimensional aiming and shooting at stuff. Like, that's pretty fun to me on like a core level. When I've played like Heroes, for example, I didn't right away get it, and I'll find out tonight if I am going to get it with this game. What's like the fun dynamic of the gameplay to you?
I think I'm not sure how many characters there are, but I think there's probably 50 or more. And I think the fun thing is trying to master a character. And then also you get better at playing against certain characters. So it's knowing what their moves are, knowing what their attacks are like, how to avoid them. And there are like multiple parts of the game. So there's like the early game, the mid game, and the late game is how most people talk about it. And early game, you try to not have any errors that would make it so you get less experience. There's like this focus on perfection in the early game. And then mid game, that's where the coordination with your team comes in, where you're just trying to get into these 5-on-5 team fights. And so that's where like being really good at your character comes in handy, because you're going to be able to get kills, or you're going to be able to escape from champions. So I think that's the thing that I really like about it, is like once you're bored or you feel like you've mastered a champion, there's a new champion that you can move on to. And League of Legends releases patches on like every week or every other week, and that usually will improve a character or make some characters worse if they're too strong. And so no matter what, they do a good job of like rotating the characters that people like playing like into the player pool.
The thing that I really love more than anything about Overwatch is actually the constant, I kind of get a little bored of a character, or feel like I've gotten pretty good with a character, and then move on to the next one. And that's like an exciting thing. Oh, you know, I really haven't played with XYZ yet. Here's my chance.
Yeah. And I think like, I remember when I first started playing League of Legends, there's one character that I played and I was like, I'm just going to play this one character. Like, I don't need to play anyone else. I'm just going to get really good at this one. That way I don't waste my time learning all these other things. But then at some point, it's like I did get bored and I was like, okay, like I'm ready for something new. And that's when I just started venturing out and like trying new people. Makes the game fun.
I spent about 2 hours that night getting introduced to League and playing some games against bots. One of the games I played with Jason. How was that game from your perspective?
It's kind of funny going back, because they take away a lot of the abilities you have and then you're playing against computers, so it was just very different. But it reminded me of when I first started playing.
So, first question, what did I look like to you as you were playing? Did you see me doing like totally wrong stuff?
I think that there were some times where I was talking to you and I don't think you saw the messages come through. So I just knew that you were just focusing on the middle of the screen, not looking at the map, not looking at other stuff. But you actually did better than I expected you to do.
I appreciate that. I did notice I was missing messages in the bottom left corner of the screen. That's my first point, which is like the intro experience was interesting. Like I had played Heroes before and they do like they like really introduce you to everything one by one. The thing that the experience I had here was like, as you're waiting for the game to download, they give you kind of like a little video intro, and like the video intro like describes the game and the basic principles of the game. And then there was like a second video, which is like the UI, or no, it was actually a web page, and you could like click through the different parts of the UI and it would highlight it and show you what stuff was. But there is literally so much UI, there's no way for me to like take it in all the way at first, and I kind of just accepted that.
Wait, that was for League of Legends, not Heroes of the Storm.
Right.
Like that web page
and stuff. Right. The League of Legends has like a web page that shows you all the different parts of the UI, and you can click through them, and it like tells you, you know, where to be looking for stuff.
Yeah, I would actually be interested in seeing that.
It probably didn't exist maybe like when you had started playing or whatever. Okay, so yeah, number two is like there is too much to pay attention to when you don't know what's going on. So, for example, in the one game, I don't think I looked at the map actually until the end. I was like, how do people coordinate? Like, how do you know which lane to take and stuff? And then I was like, oh, I can actually look and see where people are.
Yeah, there's like that, and there's this sound that I think we talked yesterday about smart pings. And so I can say, I'm on my way to you, and you can look on the map and see where I said I'm going. And so as soon as you hear like this little bell sound, you usually can look at the map and see who's coming. Maybe they're coming to help you, maybe they're not. It's kind of annoying though sometimes, because you'll hear it and you'll assume it's for someone else, but then like your teammate's trying to coordinate with you and you're just not paying attention.
Yeah, I did not recognize that ever happened. I just like would look in the chat. I saw this mark ping because they're like italics or something, right? But yeah, oh, there's also like a language, and they kind of teach you the language through the intro section too, where they're like bot means bottom. Like I didn't know that that was actually a lane. I was like, bot? Like my name is Gargarbot. Like what are you talking about?
yeah, your name actually would make me think that you knew what you're doing in League of Legends and that you wanted to play in the bottom lane, because yeah, Gargarbottom.
So in that one game, like before we started, I think you said like mid or something, right? And so I went mid and I kept doing that over and over again. But by the time I had paid attention, like everyone else had kind of moved to different lanes and stuff. And I think you weren't even in the mid. Was that a direction like for the whole game or just for like the beginning of the game?
Well, originally I said I was going to go mid, because mm-hmm. you usually coordinate by text in those early games. But then you chose a character that's better for going in the middle lane, and so I chose a different character that another position. So like of the five positions, I was like, oh, I'll actually just go do this other one, and that one's easy because you just go straight down middle. But the there was someone on our team who made it really confusing because they just kept running around and getting killed, and so you actually were better than them. So. But they made everything look like it was a little bit less organized.
Okay, point number two. Yeah, like character selection was really vague to me. When there was like, I don't know, eight characters or seven characters I could choose from at this point in the game. And the screen was just seven faces. And I was like, I don't even know how to choose amongst these characters. How do you discover new characters?
It's usually from playing, you'll play against them, and so someone else will beat you with them, and so that makes you want to play them or like see their moves. But yeah, it's kind of hard. There's a way to see what moves the characters have when you're selecting them, but it's kind of weird. It takes you to this weird video screen, and I don't usually do it. I probably play like 10 characters, and so those are the 10 that I know.
One thing different in Overwatch, which feels good to me, is they group the characters by like kind of like a class. There's defense and there's support, and that helps you kind of know like at least what kind of character you're getting into. But at least in this, I saw that I could dig down a level, but it felt like overwhelming because I felt like there was a time limit for me having to choose what character I was gonna play with anyway.
Yeah, it's kind of funny because in my mind, in the way that I think most players think about the game, champions are grouped into these five roles, which are like the top role, the middle lane, or the top lane, the middle lane, or the bottom lane, and then a character that plays in between them called the jungle. And they actually do have a way to sort the characters into things like mages and all this different stuff, which has always confused me because I don't ever think about the characters in that way. And there are these really confusing icons. So next time you're in characters, like look for them. There'll be, I think, like maybe five or six different icons at the top, and you can hover over them, and I think it'll tell you what they're supposed to be. But clicking through them, it's like it adds a weird filter onto the characters that doesn't make sense.
What is the, like, what would make a good bot character? Like, why would one character be better in a certain lane?
Okay, so yeah, this is the good to break down like the five positions. So the top lane is usually for really tanky characters. So like they'll be, yeah, just basically tank characters like any other game. And then the middle champion is usually, it's someone who's playing one-on-one against someone else, and those are people who can sort of have defensive maneuvers to get away, but are also have a strong offense so that they can kill people one-on-one. That's not super descriptive, but yeah, that's like kind of a special lane. And then bottom, there's two people playing bottom. One person is called the ADC, which is attack damage something. I don't even know what the C stands for. It's just ADC. And then and their job is to just get as much gold as possible and do as much damage as possible. So then the other player in that lane is the support player, and all they're supposed to do is make sure the ADC doesn't die.
Oh, cool.
So you don't take gold, you heal them. That's like more of like the healing supports, or that's the support player. And then there's the jungle character that like is more complicated, more advanced, and like in between the lanes.
Is that pretty universal that people that are experienced with this game would like know that that's the technique you use, or?
Yeah, it's I think it became popular with pros or like the more advanced players maybe a few years ago, but by the time I was playing the game, that was like the standard setup. It's like one person top, one person middle, two people bottom, and then a jungle player.
Okay, so then we got to this like loading screen. We had chosen our characters and the loading screen kicks in, and yeah, my first instinct was, is it broke? Like nothing was happening. There's like just some percentages next to people's names. I don't know what that percentage meant. And you told me over chat, like I was like, wow, this is like a bad loading screen because I have nothing to do. There's no audio and there's no real good sense of progress. And you were like, before there wasn't even like a tiny spinning indicator in the corner.
Yeah, they took like a spinner that you see in like mobile apps and put it in the bottom right, like really buried, so that you know that something's happening and the game hasn't frozen. But they didn't do that until maybe 6 months ago. So before that, I would if loading would sometimes be really fast, sometimes be really slow, and so sometimes I would just quit out and be like, I guess my game froze and crashed, and just force quit it and reopen it.
Okay, so gameplay. This was what I was fearing. I'll just give you like the high level first. I enjoyed the game far more than I thought I would. The things that stood out to me is the same experience I've had playing Heroes or something like that, which is like the automation element, right? Like I'm not aiming at things directly a lot of the time. It seems to be just selecting the enemy that is like the closest to me to like fire at, right? Like, is that right? I don't know.
Wait, like when you're clicking on them?
Well, like, let's say I walk down a lane and I've got my little minion. What are the minion things called?
Minions.
Oh, they are called minions. Cool. I got that right. So I'm walking down the mid lane with my minions and I stand behind them a little bit and like some enemy comes with their minions. If I maybe selecting some sort of special thing to do, my character keeps shooting, right? Like it's like, do, and it's just like kind of choosing who's ever like closest to me.
Oh yeah, there's a few different ways to control that, but yeah, usually you can set it up so that they just shoot at the closest monsters to you or something.
So do all characters do that, or is that like an easy mode thing?
So all characters can do that. I think as you get better, most people don't do that, and so they're usually constantly controlling what they're aiming at.
Do you just turn that off, or do you just like, because you're always clicking, it never happens?
Because you're always clicking, it usually never happens.
Okay, that would go to my next question, which is like, what does the left click do? Like, I totally got like the right click because I know you move around with it. When I do a special, I'd like point at the direction I was going, but I actually wasn't clicking very much because when I was clicking on enemy characters, I didn't feel like it was like directly attacking them.
So wait, so this is actually a good point, because the controls are probably different between what you use and what I use. So you would have to press like an ability like Q, W, E, or R, and then you'd have to left click to activate it. Is that right?
I don't know. I mean, I thought I had some sort of default weapon. But I guess maybe I must have had some weapon selected and I didn't really know it. But yeah, okay, that explains a lot, because I was kind of like, some abilities didn't seem to do anything when I'd hit the like W or whatever.
Yeah.
And I was like, why isn't that one do anything? But it's probably because I had to also be clicking to like make it work.
Yeah, and that's the thing that most people turn off as they play the game, is they'll remove that need for that second click. Mm-hmm. So as soon as you hit the move, it will just go wherever your mouse is. So you just have to, you pay more attention to like where your pointer is when you're turning on abilities.
Okay, cool. Yeah, because that's my next one then, which is like holding spacebar to center myself. I was holding like the spacebar pretty often throughout the game, so like I could keep my sense of space. Do you use the spacebar constantly, or like how does...
I tap the space bar. I'm never holding it. I'm usually not in the center of my screen. I'm usually in the one of the bottom corners. So I want to be on my screen, mm-hmm. but I want to be able to see more past the enemy or in a certain direction.
Yeah, I think it was just my noobness where I was just like trying to keep like perspective. So like as I was walking along, I would just hold space bar so I kind of like saw what was ahead. But yeah, it's a lot to manage, like both aim and like the direction you're looking essentially with one control.
Yeah, and it's that's one of the things that's crazy when you watch the pro players play is they're doing all this and they're also clicking on the minimap. So you can click on the minimap to like jump to that place. So they're just like constantly jumping all around. It's not like StarCraft or something where they're doing a crazy amount of moves per minute, but the things on their screen are like moving a lot and they are still managing a lot of different things.
Yeah, so it's so different than playing a game like Overwatch to me, because in Overwatch you have this sense of perspective and you're always moving in it because it is like first person. Mm-hmm. And in this game it's more about like controlling a bunch of stuff simultaneously. So I think like that's the thing I didn't get. I thought actually last night when I was playing, I'm like, this game's kind of chill. If I didn't press anything, the little person was like shooting and like I would just kind of like look over here or whatever. I tried not to get into too much trouble. But I can see that the people who succeed at this game are actually the ones that are most actively playing it, right? Like the more actions you take, probably the more success you have.
Yeah, I think there are a few different variables that you just start to realize you control as you play it more and more. But yeah, early on, you kind of have just that one focus of just killing minions and getting gold and then just going back to your lane. And so that like single focus, I think, helps make a game that can be somewhat chaotic feel a little bit more focused.
When you get gold, you share it amongst your team, or
all the minion gold goes straight to you, but there are some instances where you will share gold.
That's another thing. So the purchasing system mid game feels really like stressful to me, because I'm like, if I'm spending time making a decision there, I feel like I'm wasting time that I should be out there like helping the team. Yeah. I assume you just get more used to the items, or
yeah, I think you kind of have there are some items that are just basic. Everyone gets that who plays a certain role. So if you're playing like in the mid lane, there's usually certain items that people will get, and so you just know what you're going for and sort of know the order. But one of the things that I used to do, and I still do, especially if I'm playing a new champion, is I go, there's a website called like MOBA Fire or something like that, and you can find recommended items to use for champions, and it just makes it so much easier if you don't have to think about it.
I've only played like literally two games, but my guess is the true enjoyment you get out of this game is like its mastery, right? So it's like, I like went in knowing it was going to be really complex and I wouldn't get like a full perspective of the experience. And I wasn't even really expecting to like the game, but I, within two rounds, got excited by the idea of trying to understand the whole thing. So I imagine a lot of the early gameplay, like the thing that draws you in, is just mastery of the system, right? Like, or like,
yeah, I think especially early, like when I first started playing, there are just obvious things that you did wrong or can improve. And so again, like the game usually follows that flow of having like the early game where you're just focused on killing these minions so that you can get gold, and then the mid game where you're trying as a team to have these massive team fights and be more strategic. And that takes a while to develop, but that early game where you just like, you're never going to be perfect at it, like even pros will like miss gold or do different stuff, but I think that was an enjoyable piece for me where you just are like, okay, I can do that better next time. And then if you do that better in the early game, you'll have more gold and you'll have better weapons, and that makes team fights better because you're more powerful. And so it's like you have this like really focused start, and then it might be chaotic and you have these team fights, and then next game you're like, all right, let's do it again.
One thing I thought of as I was playing was like, this couldn't work on a console, right? Like it needs the keyboard controls in order to play. Is there any MOBAs that are actually on console?
Not that I can think of, but I'm also surprised, like I never played it, but Halo Wars and other real-time strategy games that made it to console, that was always surprising to me because it seemed like you'd need a lot of controls and be easy, or have it be easy for you to manage your map and zoom out and zoom in and everything. And I think that worked relatively well. I don't know.
Yeah, I bet you could get like, you could get away with like selection and stuff with like, you know, horizontal menus and stuff, sliding stuff around. And probably the like map control is probably better, but you just don't have that competitive thing that you get with the keyboard. Whereas the keyboard is like every single item I could use, like with one tap of a button, like it's just faster, right? So
yeah, I think, but so I think you could get a lot of the core fighting in a console because you're mainly using four keys, mm-hmm. maybe six if you include these other things, which would fit nicely onto a console. But I really think it's the camera and managing the camera that would be the challenging part to get right in a console.
Well, like, okay, so there was like the Q, W, yeah, like those keys, and those are your like powers or your weapons, I guess you'd probably say, right? Or
abilities.
Abilities, yeah. And then there were two more. One for me was like a heal, and one was like, I don't know what the other.
The other one was called a ghost.
Okay, yeah. Ghost, yeah. And that makes you like temporarily invisible, or?
It makes you run faster. It's actually, so later on, you'll get an ability, that secondary ability called Flash, where you just move, I don't know, it's like moving like 5 feet in the game, and that's where like really cool plays come, because you're able to, that's when you can like predict people making these moves, and you can dodge them.
Oh, that's awesome, yeah.
So like those are the other two things that I would add onto abilities as being like important buttons.
And then there's like the 1 through 7 key or something. And those were like items that you could use that like basically enhance or recharge your abilities, or what did those do?
So some of those are like health potions. So just healing you over, I think it's maybe like 30 seconds. They'll just keep adding health to you. And then there are some weapons that you buy or items that have these secondary like moves that you can initiate. Mm-hmm. So it might be something like increasing your movement speed by 20% for 5 seconds or something like that. And so that will, you can use that. But yeah, I get that would probably be a harder thing to add to a console, but I'm sure you could do it with holding one button and like opening a menu and while you're
like a radial menu, maybe
radial menu. Yeah, exactly. Yep. Perfect. The reason I started playing League of Legends, which is maybe interesting, is I went to PAX, which is a video game conference in Seattle, and I went a few years in a row, and the first year that I went, there was a bunch of people in this room, and they were cheering and clapping, and there was people on stage playing video games. It was pretty relaxed. It was nothing like the esports stuff that you see these days, but I was just interested, and I was just watching, and it was fun just to watch and cheer, even though I had really no idea what was going on the screen. And then the next year, I went back, and it was even bigger, so there was more people. It was like in the main room, and like it was full, and I like went in, and I again was cheering and not really knowing what was going on. But I went back to my friend's house, and we downloaded it and just played until like 4 a.m. and it was really fun. And it just like, you play that one game and you're like, oh man, I can do that thing better. So we would play another game, and then like before we knew it, it's 4 a.m. and we are just falling asleep. But when like even before I decided to play League, I was looking at Dota, and I was just like, which of these should I play, because I want to play one, like which one's more beginner friendly. There are all these rumors about League of Legends being extremely toxic, to where people were just being so mean to all the new players. But I think, going and seeing it live at PAX really like pushed me to League of Legends.
Okay, so now you've been playing it for like 3 years, right?
Yeah, three and a half years, on and off.
Are you going to stick with it? Do you want to go to a new game? Or what if there was a sequel? Like, would you be interested in that?
So Riot Games is interesting because I think they've done this, and it's kind of clever on their part, but they release these in seasons. Mm-hmm. So, oh gosh, I don't even know what season we're on right now. Maybe 6 or 7. But when they release a new season starts, it's sort of tied to the pro play, but there'll be bigger patches or bigger updates. So they completely updated the look of the map and all the visuals and a few other things 2 seasons ago. And so that kind of keeps the game feeling a little bit more fresh. So I think it's one of those things where even if I kind of stopped playing now, when the new season came out, I would probably get back into it a little bit. Similar to how I have friends who play WoW and they don't play WoW anymore, but when an expansion comes out, they'll go back and play it.
Yeah, I think this is like probably the model most big games will take that are sort of like ongoing online multiplayer games. Basically, a sequel is probably unimportant because they seem to update it similar to the way Blizzard does with like a lot of their games, and therefore it's like an ongoing changing experience, and it seems to be keeping you interested.
Yeah, I'm interested enough, but so I do think that they will release a game at some point. People usually make fun of Riot Games, the game studio, because their name is Riot Games and they only have one game that people play or that they've released. And at this point, I don't have a TV or a console. And so one of the things that's kept me playing it is that I can play it on my laptop. And so I go home, I have a Mac, so I can't play any of the cool Windows games that everyone is playing. And I know how to play this game, so I can jump into it really quickly. I don't need to worry about being confused or feeling like I'm bad at the game, play a game or two and then go to bed. So that's been like an easy thing for me to keep in my life and help me de-stress.
Okay, one more thing about the culture stuff. So
yeah.
I've played Overwatch on PC and I've played Overwatch on PS4. When I play on PS4, it's like friendly, fun time with friends and just feels pretty good. When I play on PC, I start like getting angry and like talking shit back to people and stuff like that. It's something about being able to type. it's part of that. I think that that ability to type to each other unlocks like people's personalities. So how is the culture for you, like an experienced player?
Wait, so like a keyboard like allows you to just become a terrible person online?
It unleashes your terribleness. in Overwatch on PS4, like people just kind of do the emotes or like, you know, like some sort of gestures in the game, but they don't really, there's no way to communicate unless you're on voice chat. But when you have the single chat channel on Overwatch on a PC, people are very quick to judge each other or tell people what character to pick. And it just builds up like this, like slightly more intense environment. Like you feel like you're being judged by the other players quite a bit more.
Yeah, I think there were times, and I still so there's ranked mode and then there's normal mode where it's just unranked, and I used to play ranked all the time because I figure if I'm gonna play, I might as well like count towards something. Mm-hmm. And I was probably playing bad for a while and just kept losing games and not feeling great about the game. And I stopped playing ranked almost completely now because it is really, people can be really mean when you're playing ranked, and in normal people are a lot friendlier and just more casual and like trying to play. Yeah, but Riot tried to address this problem of the community being really toxic, and I can't remember everything that they did, but they try and punish people, and they made it easier to report people for harassment or anything like that. And so I think they do a better job of getting people who are toxic like out of the community. But if you give people anonymous gaming gamer tags, like they're gonna be mean to each other.
Yeah.
One thing about Riot Games too, and like whether I'll keep playing this and whether they're going to come out with a new game, is I think that for the past few years they've been very dominant as one of the most popular games in the world, and until recently I think Overwatch sort of took that crown from them, especially in South Korea where competitive gaming is really important and a part of like mainstream culture there. So I think that that might light a fire under their ass to like get out and make something new and not just rely on this game to consistently be popular.
That was one thing I noticed when I downloaded the game. I'm like, who makes League of Legends? And I was like, oh, Riot Games. I was like, what does Riot Games do? And I didn't go beyond there to discover. But yeah, that's interesting that they only have a single game. And it was their first game ever, was it? Or
yeah, I think it was their first game. And there's, I think, two people who sort of started it, and they were in college, I believe, at USC, and just made it happen.
Impressive.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, do you have any questions for me? Like, anything like you want to get out of my initial experience, or?
Oh, watching you play last night, it did just brought back so many memories of things that were confusing to me that now seem so obvious, or like things that people had to tell me multiple times for it to even sink in what they were saying or why it was important to the game. But my question for you would be, like, why did you think it? You said it was fun, which I was surprised to actually hear. Last night, I was stressed while we were playing. I was like, how do I make sure Charlie has fun while we're playing this game? And so I kept trying to bring you, that's why I was trying to tell you to go to certain places in the map, because I was like, we're gonna get Charlie a kill, like, we're gonna bring him over here and have him do something. But why did you like it?
I think I was particularly open to it due to the fact that I know, like, you enjoy it so much, and therefore I was, like, looking to enjoy it more than, like, well, like, when I had tried Heroes of the Storm, I was just checking it out because I had not really played games like this very much. I don't have a lot to base it off of, but this game feels more hardcore than Heroes of the Storm. And Heroes of the Storm is probably, like, a game I'd be more attracted to right now, because I could imagine, like, I could get more comfortable with it. And I know the Overwatch characters and stuff like that. But this game is definitely, like, obviously very good. I don't know if it's, like, a game that I would invest a ton of time in, because I like that immersive nature of first person or third person at the very least. But what I was surprised at was how engaging I found it, even when I didn't know what I was doing. Like, I was surprised at how quickly I started to see some, like, you get that team spirit vibe, you know? Mm-hmm. And I'm familiar with that from, like, playing stuff like Overwatch. So I think I could just see how it would translate well to this. And I'm definitely going to play more with you, hopefully.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm hoping we can get to a point where we play against people. It probably won't be as fun at first, because they will be better than the computers. But I don't know. I think that was the first time I've played against robots in 3 years since I first started playing League of Legends. And it's just funny how different the game feels. It's just so much more predictable.
Oh, that was one final question. How long did it take you to get comfortable with the game? Like, when did you, how many months or whatever did it take before you were like, I got this, like, I'm a good player?
That's hard to say. So I had a friend who started playing maybe 6 months before me, and he was so frustrated, and he was not the nicest person to play games with when you were bad. And so, but he would still play with me, and he was just so frustrated with me all the time. So I feel like I felt like I was bad forever. I still am not that great, by the way, compared to, like, we'll have, I don't know, anyone I meet who's in college is way better than me. Just,
you hose those bots, though.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I can beat the bots, so, like, that feels good. But I think it took probably 6 months for me to have a basic understanding of the different levers that I can pull to influence the game.
All right, so that is League of Legends. That is Jason Cashdollar's favorite game. Would you say it's your favorite game?
I still would say my favorite game's Halo 2. Like, I don't know if it would be if I went back and played it right now, so I'm probably never gonna play it again. It's just gonna, like, stay in my mind as the most fun I've ever had playing a game.
What did you sink more hours into, this or that?
Halo, absolutely. Oh. That was out in high school, and yeah.
I'm going to reveal this to you here on public broadcast. You're going to be probably a Destiny 2 fan. You need to get a console and play this game.
I feel like I need, yeah, maybe. I need a new apartment that has a better place for a TV or something.
To learn more about Jason, follow him on Twitter at CSHDLLR. His website is jasoncashdollar.com. Thanks for listening to the first episode of Games UX. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend. To keep up with new episodes, follow along on Twitter at games_UX or subscribe via your favorite podcasting app. See you soon.